Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
No other generation in all history has seen so much happen in such a short period of time. In the 1860s, a French scientist predicted that man would not only toy with the atom, but would split the atom itself. When that time comes, wrote the scientist, God with his long beard will come to earth and say, it's time to close up shop. The time has come when man has not only split the atom, but demonstrated something of its tremendous power. Before the time comes, though, to close shop, certain things have to happen, which largely have taken place in our generation. Peter spoke of the heavens passing away with a great noise and the elements melting with fervent heat, something which people scoffed at, until Enrico Fermi and his colleagues at the University of Chicago split the atom and ushered in the nuclear age. World leaders, as Winston Churchill, talked about the destructive power of the atom as possibly bringing the end of the world. Another prophecy regarding the rise of science and technology is found in the Book of Daniel, authored by the Jewish government official in the courts of Babylon, taken there by Nebuchadnezzar when he first invaded Jerusalem. Surely Daniel had no clear understanding of what the Spirit of God was actually saying. But Daniel spoke of the time when knowledge would increase and men would run to and fro on the face of the earth. Dr. Calvin Linton, a George Washington University professor, saw our era as a time of knowledge explosion unlike anything in all previous history. Here's how it breaks down. From creation to the year 1750, the amount of knowledge doubled in the world. From 1750 to the year 1900, doubled again. Then in 1960, it doubled again. It doubled again in just 5 years. And he contends that it now doubles every 3 to 5 years. The computer has only hastened the compounding of knowledge, knowledge which is rampant, but wisdom is scarce. It's a sign of the age in which we live. There are other indications that it is on God's timetable. For example, what Jesus called signs in the earth and the world. Note that one of the signs which Jesus specifically mentioned in conjunction with his coming was the increase in earthquakes. Are there more earthquakes? Without question. A Harvard University seismologist says that earthquakes are up 2,000% in the past 600 years. Even in our generation, the number of earthquakes, including Iran, China, Peru, even the U.S., have increased phenomenally. Here's another sign. The Bible says that in the last days there will be a falling away from the faith and the rise of a one-world mentality. Consider the proliferation of the occult, the number of clergymen who stand in pulpits but deny the virgin birth and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Consider the rise of the New Age movement, which has spanned a rainbow of ideologies promising individual personal help and hope, but end up with blindness and destruction. An old farmer was too busy to take his grandfather clock to the repairman when it stopped working. So when the clock began to strike in the middle of one hot summer night, he was amused, then perplexed, as he counted the times the clock started to chime. 1, 2, 3, 13, 14, 17 times the old clock chimed as the farmer shook his wife, saying, "Wake up, woman! It's later than it's ever been before." It's true today. What I've shared today is not speculation or my thoughts. It is simply an observation of what is taking place in our world based upon what Scripture says. We'll be glad to send it to you in print, or go to our website, click on the date for today, print it out for yourself, or you can listen to it again. Our website is just guidelines.org.